Now, the Freedom Flotilla ship Madeleine was towed to the Israeli port city of Ashdod yesterday. The Israeli Defence Minister Israel Katz said the activists on board, including Greta Thunberg, were taken to a room and shown a screening of what he described as the horror film documenting the October 7 massacre carried out by Hamas. He said when they saw what it was about, they refused to continue to watch, and he accused them of ignoring Hamas atrocities by closing their eyes to the truth. The Madeleine, which is operated by the pro-Palestinian Freedom Flotilla Coalition, had aimed to deliver symbolic amounts of aid to Gaza and raise international awareness of the humanitarian crisis there. Yesterday, 10 people were killed and more than 30 wounded when Israeli troops fired at people trying to enter food distribution centres in the Strip, according to the Gaza Civil Defence Agency. We're joined now by human rights lawyer and Freedom Flotilla Coalition founder Hawaida Araf. And good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, the latest update I see in reports is that Greta Thunberg has left Tel Aviv on a flight for France. Is that the information you have on her and the other activists?
The information I have is that, yes, I can confirm that Greta's plane has left approximately 45 minutes ago. The final destination of her flight is Sweden. However, she does have a connection in France, is the latest information. As for the others, we had a total of 12 civilians on the ship. 11 of them were volunteers with the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. One of them was a journalist just documenting, and therefore he had his separate representation. My understanding is that he is also either on a flight or very soon will be, and two others. Eight remain in Israeli detention.
So eight are still there. In terms of the deportations, had you an agreement already that the people on board would assent immediately to being deported, or had you a plan to object to deportations?
Well, you know, it's important to clarify that these 12 civilians were sailing lawfully in international waters. They were headed towards Palestinian territorial waters, where Israel has no jurisdiction and is unlawfully maintaining a blockade. So there is pretty much international consensus that Israel's blockade is illegal because it is deliberately punishing the civilian population, and as we see, inflicting deliberate starvation. But in international waters, Israel absolutely has no jurisdiction, and it is a violation of international law and the conventional law of seas to interfere with lawful, peaceful navigation on the high seas. And this is exactly what Israel did, and it abducted these 12 and took them against their will to Israel. And now it is claiming that they unlawfully entered Israel. So it is processing them for unlawful entry to Israel. Some of them, we told them, if you need to leave, you can sign and agree to that deportation. And some of them, if you don't want to sign, then you won't immediately be able to leave. You will be come before an immigration judge. But this is all pro forma. There is no justice to be had in the Israeli legal system. So they will eventually be deported.
You and your colleagues, you knew how this would end. And if the purpose was to focus international attention on what you were doing, do you now consider this a successful operation?
Well, what we will consider a success is when the siege is broken. This isn't just to focus attention. This is to encourage the world organization, governments, to not just wait for permission from a genocidal entity. Let's be clear. Israel is on trial for genocide. To decide if and what aid it is going to let get into
Indeed.
To the people of Gaza. We need to break the siege, and this is encouraging more people to come. We've been trying to do it for years, and we will come again. So this is not just to focus media attention, but it is to encourage the active and direct confrontation of an unlawful, deadly blockade.
And in terms of the accusation of genocide, and you are a lawyer, and there will be a court of law decision, and we await to see what the outcome of that will be. In the meantime, do you now plan further flotillas?
Do we plan further flotillas? Yes, we do. So we will.
Have we lost you there?
No, I'm here.
You're there. Yes, you were telling us about further flotillas.
Yes, your point about genocide, however, is an important one because the convention is on the prevention and punishment of the crime of genocide. We all know how long courts take to decide these things. Mm-hmm. If we only wait for a court to tell us this is genocide, we will never prevent the genocide. We will only be deliberating the aftermath. So it is important to recognize it for what it is and to take action to try to stop it. And yes, we will be coming again. We will be doing further flotillas until this siege is broken. And we are in collaboration also with the land convoys that yesterday one left from Tunis. And in a few days, thousands of people from all over the world will be flying to Egypt and trying to march and break the land blockade there at Rafah.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Hawaida Araf, a human rights lawyer and Freedom Flotilla Coalition founder. It is 9 minutes to 9.